So this story of in the New Testament, in Luke today, that we read about Jesus, this is a story of purpose. And it's a story about the will of the Lord prevailing no matter what. And it really jumped out at me in a new way today. I've read that story 100 times. You probably have too. Jesus jumps into this boat and says, let's go to the other side. Let's go and see what the Gerasenes are up to. And then he lays down in the boat and goes to sleep. He's exhausted. Now, if we read back at what he's been doing, it's no wonder that he's exhausted. He's being pressed on all sides. The things that he's doing is making him famous. He's a celebrity. Everybody wants a piece of Jesus. So he's exhausted. He's trying to catch a little nap on the way over. And this storm comes up, freaks the disciples out. And Jesus just stays asleep. That's kind of point number one. In the face of whatever, Jesus knew his purpose. Knew that boat was not going down. And just stayed asleep. It was a non-issue. He didn't even bother to wake up. And it must have been bad enough because the disciples were fishermen. So they knew water. And if they were freaked, well, it had to be bad enough for them to freak out. They wake Jesus up and say, don't you care? We're about to go down. I can see Jesus just sort of yawning and shaking his head. And getting the cobwebs out of his brain and getting up and saying, all right, peace, be still. And the whole thing just dying down. The Bible says the disciples were amazed. Who is this? All right, so Jesus continues on in his purpose, as we often do. And it's really clear from the story that the evil one has sort of set up a confrontation for Jesus right out of the gate. He's going into a new territory, and Satan's going to be there to greet him. And how does he greet him? With a naked, demon-possessed dude. Now, if I'm a guy, that's the last thing I want to see. But as they pull up to shore, here's this dude. Naked, living in a cemetery, and probably as bizarre as they come. And Jesus says, come out. And the demons are falling down and saying, don't throw us into torment. And they're just kind of yelling and screaming and being very disruptive. Come to find out there's 1,000, there's legion in the man. And when Jesus gets the information, he sends them into the pigs. All right, that's quite an entry into the land of the Gerasenes for the Son of God. I think Jesus intended to spend a little time there. If you notice by the story, he didn't preach a word. He didn't teach about the kingdom of God. He didn't anything on this trip. In fact, what he did was completely stun and exasperate the people to the point that they were freaked out enough to ask him just, hey man, just, you know, sort of jump back in the boat and maybe go back over to the other side because this is just a little much for us to handle. So, my guess is Jesus' intention was to spend some time healing the sick and speaking of the kingdom, like he had done everywhere else. He shows up to opposition, a big standoff, and even though he's going to be victorious, his plans are disrupted. And so what does he do? The guy that was the naked demon-possessed guy is clean now. He wants to go back with Jesus. He wants to be a follower. Obviously. What else would he be? And Jesus says, no, look. The real work is for you to stay here. I gotta leave. Nobody's gonna listen to me now. You go back into the towns. People know what you were. And you show with your life the glory of God. And that's exactly what he did. And Jesus got back in the boat and left. All right, without preaching a single word or telling a single parable. So on the surface of it, if you look at the mechanics of this trip, Jesus basically didn't get off the beach. He had to go through a really big storm, catch up on his rest, landed on the beach, naked guys there. That's about it, man. Pigs go into the ocean. A couple of farmers see it all go down, but that's it. There was no preaching, no teaching. No healing other than the demon-possessed man, that's it. And he had to get back in the boat and go back. So you wouldn't, on the face of it, say, well, that was an efficient trip. But that's just not how the kingdom works. Point being, God's will get done one way or the other. And we have to be sensitive to not using our mindset to go, well, you know, what's going to impact the most? What's this? What's that? We have to be very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because the fact is, God knows more than we do. And he knows more about what's really going on than we ever will. Without the leading and the trust in the Holy Spirit, we're rarely going to be content with the way God leads us, because he always leads us in non-linear ways. In my life, I have found that I take the scenic route more than the direct route, by far. But invariably, when I look back at the direction of the Lord in my life, I can say, wow, I have a backpack full of experiences that I never would have. And things got done so much better than if I had control.